Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show. I'm Linda McKenzie, and this week let's remember that to reach for the stars but keep your feet on the ground. It's Linda's World today, and I'll be giving you lots of fun and useful information, and you can feel free to call into the show at any time to discuss any questions or concerns you may have on a mind, body, spirit level. If you'd like a reading, just give a call to 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. And I'll repeat those numbers during the program, and just feel free to call in, and I'll be very, very glad to help you in any way I can. Again, those numbers to call in are 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. That's 5444. Okay. I thought today what we would do is, I used to talk a little bit about business, and business today is very hard, and more people are being replaced by AI. And so I want to make sure that you understand that if you have to go out and do a business or be part of a business, you can do it. I mean, by the time, back in the day when I was working in 9-to-5 businesses, by the time you were 40, 45, you couldn't get a job. Okay, just, you know, if they like the young ones, and then they replace them. And then the older you get, by 50, 60, unless you knew someone or you were very specialized, you couldn't get a job. So what I wanted to do is kind of give you a background on how you can make it, no matter what part of business that you have. And so I thought I'd give you a little bit about my background and what my perceptions are, and then kind of give you some key things to business, so that if you want to start your own business, or even as a side, if you're working for a company and you need write-offs, you can start a business and actually take write-offs that you may not have taken. So knowing how to effectively do a business, no matter what, is really good for either the business you're in or the business you want or in the future. So here it is. Again, feel free to call in any time during this show at 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444, and I'll be glad to answer any of your questions. Okay, so what's my background? Well, life is like Girl Scout badges, right? Especially in business. In business, I was an engineer for 18 years. I was the first woman engineer at any airline in the world doing datacom. I owned one of the first used PC stores in the United States in 1983. I owned a data communications consulting company where I redesigned the U.S. State Senate, banks, Nordstrom's, Dollar Rent-A-Car. I actually even did the very first teleconferencing for bringing healers from all over the world, video teleconferencing, back in the day during Biafra, so that we could give energy and healing energy to the people in Biafra back in the day. So I did a lot of that stuff. And then I owned a metaphysical gift catalog company. And after a bout with chronic fatigue syndrome, which I healed myself with diet, herbs, and self-hypnosis, I became a doctoral clinical hypnotherapist candidate and president of a mind-body dietary supplement manufacturing company. Then I'm also an author of five award-winning books, some published in other languages, and I also have 17 self-help CDs and DVDs that I've produced, and one audiobook. Wow, you know, like I'm like the gift that keeps on giving. I keep finding more things to do. In 1996, I was a traditional radio host going to 9 million people in 246 markets. And I was also a national and international TV personality that appeared on almost every network TV and cable channel like ABC, NBC, Roseanne Show. Oh, my goodness, it was Discovery Channel, BBC, German TV, blah, 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 blah. And in several award-winning documentaries. And just this month, you know, I did my own TV show, my own TV special. So it's kind of interesting, right? Since 2002, I now own HealthyLife.net Radio Network, and we're broadcasting 24/7 on 75 different channels of distribution, going over to 137 countries and in every city in the United States. So I've done a lot of business in a lot of different varied fields. So I can help you get your ideas together because of the whole grandness of everything that I did. Now, in life, I grew up poor with two dresses a year. I had three attempted rapes before I was 11. I faced adversity every single day. I was the first person on either side of my family to actually go to college. I was married twice and was a single mom who raised my one daughter on my own and two stepboys. I got chronic fatigue syndrome and became a healer. I live in every strata of society, from poor, middle class, upper middle class, nouveau riche, old money, and at 32 was asked to join the international jet set, but I was too old, so I turned that down. I had multiple houses, cars, boats, businesses, even a gold mine in Nevada. If I wanted German food working for the airlines, I traveled to Germany for dinner. But in the end, what has this taught me? Taught me a lot of good things. The more you have, the more responsibility you have in taking care of them. You can only wear one dress at a time, drive one car at a time, and in the end, money just buys you time to do what you want to do. That's it. And a lot of the time, that does not take a lot of money, right? So here is an insider secret. Success is not tied to money. Get that through your head. The United States is always pushing, pushing, pushing. Produce, produce, produce. Do this, do this. What's your next goal? What's your next goal? What's your next goal? Success is not tied to money. Be grateful for what you have in each moment, because in reality and truth, all we have is that, living in each moment. So if success is not tied to money and power, then you be grateful for what you have, because in every moment we're taken care of. All right, so what is success? Well, there's two reasons we're here on earth, right? One is to get back to God, and then the other is to provide service to mankind or the planet. Now, I use my business as my service to mankind, and I believe every business is spiritual and can help to provide positive energy to boost the earth and its people to a better place. Since we spend a majority of our time being in our career or in our business, which we do, right, we need to understand how positive thought and action, along with good business management skills, can help you manifest positive success and abundance in every area of your life. So the first thing that you have to learn is that you have to balance your life. A balanced life consists of six pieces of pie, right? Apple, cherry, key lime, you pick the kind. But to get a happy, fulfilling life, you need to cut up your pie into six pieces. And these are yourself, your family, your relationships, your community, your career, and God or spirituality. Now, it's also important to balance in your business. You have to put balance in your business. Just as your life has to be in balance, so does that business. That means you need management skills and not just wishing, hoping, thinking, and praying, or believing that just using the secret really works, right? There are 12 universal laws, not just the law of attraction, and 22 sub-laws that have to be used simultaneously to manipulate energy, and I don't even know all of them. And I don't know how to tell you this, but work is work. And sometimes work is just plain drudgery and boring. But that's what it takes to make things happen. Of course, it helps if you're passionate about your work. It makes boring times a little easier. But there's always going to be boring times and aggravating times. Now, success in business does not just magically happen. It takes magic management skills. Now, what are these management skills, these magic management skills? Planning, organizing, directing, implementing, supervising, and controlling. Now, planning consists of three things: identifying and establishing your business goals and objectives. Next, you identify the problems in reaching your goals and decide how you're going to overcome them. And then third, planning helps you decide the best course of action to take. Then once you get your plan, you have to organize, right? Which is allocating and getting the resources you need to accomplish your goals and objectives. That means yourself, your staff, and the resources for your whole company. Third is directing. That's establishing direction and influencing people to follow your direction, right? And then there's four, implementing. Implement your plan with checks and balances in place. And then you supervise. You make sure things are going according to your plan. And then you control. And that means consistently coordinating, monitoring, and adjusting resources and processes to help achieve your goals and objectives. Now, one thing in life and in business, constant change equals constant growth, right? No matter what. We have to consistently be doing these six things in our business all the time: planning, organizing, directing, implementing, supervising, and controlling. Why? Because things are always going to change. And to be successful and navigate the waters of change, we have to direct our business strategy in a positive way. And these skills help you do that. Remember, all change equals positive growth. And there are no negatives. With change, there's just opportunities for growth. And change is cyclical. So what goes down must come up. So if you're having a rough patch, you'll be up again, guaranteed. Now, overcoming, the next thing is we have to overcome negative obstacles. Now, how do you overcome negative obstacles that come up as you're doing business? This needs three key things. Needs commitment, positive perseverance, and to transcend fear. Okay? Commitment means you truly believe in your goal and what you're doing. You've done the planning, the organizing, the directing, the implementing, the supervising and controlling. You feel your energy is correct. You know and trust your commitment is right. You have the dedication to do what it takes in a positive way, no matter what. And that's half your battle. If you don't truly believe in your commitment, then find something else to do. What you focus on comes to pass, and it takes action to move the energy. And I have to tell you this, no action is still an action. So if you have a total commitment, then take an action to make it happen. That's what you do. This brings us to the second key, which is positive perseverance, it's when something negative is in your way, you find a way around it. Don't give up. Persistence and perseverance will make your business a success. Don't make excuses or give up. Look for the way around the obstacle. Wait for the synchronicity of the moment and then take action. This helps overcome those pesky negative obstacles and keeps that energy moving and moving. And more businesses are successful because of perseverance than money or magic. It's perseverance, right? The third thing is transcend fear. I have a song about Mr. Negative, you know, and Manda, this little 8-year-old in this script that I wrote, has to face Mr. Negative and transcend her fear. And you can do this by remembering this. Fear is your friend, and in the end, it teaches you how to be free. When fear is found, don't keep it round. You know, and then just don't make it your enemy. Just stand right up and face it so you can then replace it. Combine your love with God above, and fear doesn't stand a chance. Anyway, that's the end of my new live TV show. And I did that when I was doing that, and it was really fun. Everybody just started to join in singing. So it was, you know, so you'll have to watch it when it comes out. I'll let you know when it's going to come out on Soul Search TV and Roku and I think Apple TV and a bunch of other TV things too. I don't even remember where it's all coming in. I may do another one, I may not, but anyway, it's kind of fun. See, and that is, anything like that is a business too, right? You have to still follow all these rules no matter what you're doing. And even in relationships, you can use these same practices, right? Except you want to put more love in it with relationships, including if it's loving your cat, loving a flower, loving a bird. It's a whole different trip there, okay? All right. Now, the one thing that you have to do is to transcend the fear and and that's the whole thing is to transcend the fear, get around it, get through it, face it, go through it, so that you can overcome any negative obstacles that come up in your life. You got to keep positive. And here's the 8 key things you have to do. You can't keep positive if you live in the past or the future. You can't. That keeps our minds fragmented and inhibits even the body from healing. You can't do anything about the past. It's over. You can't do anything about the future. There's too many variables. So how do we not live in the past or future? Focus on and live in the moment. You can't keep positive if you're trying to control situations. Trying to control the situations by setting up expectations, significant attitudes, or specific feelings actually makes our goals rigid and actually stops you from getting what you want. It actually creates a paradox or contradiction actually in the brain, your actual brain, that affects your mind-body connection, which you need to be in sync to manifest anything you want. Right? So you gotta try and keep positive, and you can't try and control situations. So here's an insider secret. Remember, the more you focus on the results, the more you won't get what you want. I don't know why this is, but it's the truth. To beat this contradiction in the brain, we need to focus on the intention of what you want and live in a go with the flow mode. Then you wait for the synchronicity of the moment to act. You have to make your plan. Then put the plan aside, and now here comes the hardest part. You have to feel, know, and trust you will get what you want. Feel, know, and trust you will get what you want, and guess what? You will. Now, you can't keep positive if you worry about what other people think. Everyone is special, with special gifts. Nobody's better or worse than anybody else. And third, you can't keep positive if you confuse happiness with fulfillment of desires. Wanting is natural in life, but the idea that we can't be happy unless we satisfy a certain desire is not. I can't be happy unless I have $1 million. No, you can be happy. Just don't do those kinds of conceptions. Then the second thing is another thing that you can do. You can't be positive if you want to insist on being right, or what I call my way is the only right way. This shows a very small view of the world, right? It makes you feel safe, but it stops communication. And it stops you of being aware of new changes. It stops the ability of choice, and it cuts you off from positive thought. You also can't keep positive if you use rationalization. They'll tell you, use rationalization. Well, we assemble, what is rationalization? We assemble an explanation to conform to our perspective. But guess what? That has no foundation. We falsely attribute to others our own way of thinking, feeling, and acting. No two people are alike. So this strategy fails. When your head and your heart can't come together, that's called rationalization. Because when you're supposed to do something, you automatically know, and you don't have to rationalize doing it. You just do it, right? You can't keep positive, too, if you ignore your intuition. Did you know that everybody is psychic and that your gut feel is always about 98% right? It's only when you start using your brain that the clarity of the answers get muddled. So learn to use and trust your intuition. And the 8th way and last way to keep you on the positive flow of life is transcend our old friend fear. Just keep remembering, fear is my friend. It's teaching me something so that I can move through life, learn it, and never have to do it again. Because once you overcome that fear, it never taps you on the shoulder again. Never does. Because you've already learned the lesson, so God doesn't have to give you any more fear on that particular thing. Will you get fear on something else? You betcha. Because you know what? We're here on this plane, on this earth plane, to keep learning and growing and getting as close to God as we can. I don't know, even in millenniums, I'm not even going to get close there. But the thing is that's what we do. We're trying to better ourselves and stay in a positive light and shine so that we not only shine for ourselves, but we shine for others and help the planet. So that's a little bit to remember, fear is your friend because it's teaching you how to overcome things. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and we're really kind of talking about how to make it in business or life. You know, these are all things that I'm giving you that actually pertain to life as well. But I wanted to do a little bit more on business because, you know, AI is coming in. It's going to replace a lot of jobs, and there's going to be a lot of people that will not be able to get work no matter what they want to do because it's just replacing everything, right? So what we want to do is find a niche or something that we can do. And if you want to start your own business, you can gather with other people or do it yourself. And this way you can stay sustainable through this action. Hopefully, there's a lot of people now, though, that are not liking AI. I know that during the Olympics, Google did this ad, right, about this young girl liking this Olympic star, and she, the father was saying, yeah, you know, you see her training and whatever, and then all of a sudden the father says, yeah, you know, you should write her and use Google AI, Gemini, this Google AI, to write her, okay? And so the girl doesn't write the letter herself, okay? Gemini does. And the backlash from people all over the country was amazing. They said, you know, we do not need AI to be doing creative or human things. And all over the world, people were doing things on Twitter and LinkedIn and all that. So it backfired on them. And what it did show, which is what we've been saying here on HealthyLife.net for a long time, is that the tech companies do not know what real people want. They do know what the stock market wants, right? Because the stock market always wants a new toy. something new to invest in. So this is a dance about money, right? It's not about helping people or doing anything about that. And most people don't need AI, nor do they want AI. And this is showing them, no, we don't. So that's a good thing. And now they're going to have to adjust, but, you know, it's like the vaccines. You know, I did a study yesterday because they have new vaccines that they want to give kids. And I wanted to know how many vaccines on the CDC schedule does a child from, you know, from birth through 21 have to get? Now, in Europe, they get 8. United States used to be 76. You know now? 100. 100 vaccines, and now mRNA vaccines that change the DNA in your body. My God. So people are getting very wise to this because of COVID and them trying to mandate everything with the vaccine. And there's a lot of reasons behind that, but we're not going to go into that. And so, but it's backfired. So the same thing with this AI. People are not wanting it. Most people do not want this. They don't mind if AI helps them do something. But we have to remember, AI is only 24% right. It's 24% right. Would you trust something that's 24% right? You'd at least want 50-50 chance, right? Well, maybe not. Okay, so let's go back to good business and life ethics. Google. All you people doing this AI shit, you know, here's good business and life ethics. There are two key business ethics that businesses should follow to especially glean success in the 21st century. Truth. You know what that is. That's that inner voice that nags you until you get it right. If you follow the truth, you can't make a mistake. If you don't, the lesson will be repeated over and over and over again until you get it right. And then the second thing is integrity, which is what these big tech companies do, they lack. And most of big corporations lack. They lack truth and they lack integrity, right? And the integrity is, there are several meanings in the dictionary for integrity, but the one best describing your business ethics should be the quality. Let me say that again, because I have a lot of saliva in my mouth. Now, that was an interesting thing. I went to the doctor. I'm just doing a minor thing. You might not know this. But if you have a lot of saliva in your mouth, you won't get cavities, right? But if you don't have a lot of saliva in your mouth, you'll probably get gum disease. So either or, you're going to get something. Anyway, I found that. I figured I'll give that to you. Anyway, so the one best description of integrity for business ethics is the quality or state of being of sound moral principle, uprightness, honesty, and sincerity. Using integrity to follow truth leads your business to the right spiritual path 100% of the time. It makes you trustworthy and hypocrisy free, which resonates positive energy, and for you, your business, your customers, and your clients. And you know, if you think about Google, do you feel good about them? You feel a little off, right? If you think about Amazon, you feel a little off. Coca-Cola, you might like that aspartame in there. It's killing you. But you know their practices in getting sugars, forced labor, and all sorts of stuff. So it's a little off, right? And Coca-Cola is not good for you, right? I mean, you put Coca-Cola on your... just put it on your car and see how it eats your paint. And that's what's going on in your stomach. All right, anyway. Next, we have sales is not a bad word, okay? Everybody's like, oh, it's the car salesman. They're going to drive me, whatever. That's not true. Sales is kind of presenting an opportunity, right, for you to see if you want something or not. Nobody buys anything unless they really want it, right? I mean, nobody can coerce you into doing anything, you know, unless you really want to do it. Or you're supposed to learn a lesson on not to do it, okay? So in life or business, you're always selling or asking for something to help you get what you need or want. It's an idea, a service, a product. No matter what you are doing in life or business, you're doing sales. So if you think of sales is a bad word, reframe that word. Change the word sales into service. That's right, service. Sales in life and business is really providing for and helping people. If you don't know about something, how are you supposed to use it, right? If it's going to help you, how you could, if you don't know it, and the only way you know it is somebody's selling you or giving you information about it. So selling is not about beating the competition. It's not about winning. It's not about money. Selling is really a mutual relationship between people where deep and lasting partnerships are formed by mutual communication, and it's based upon meeting each other's needs. Sales is a relationship. So your road to success in getting sales is paved with the same things that make a good relationship: helping others, sharing the truth, being honest and ethical, using integrity, developing and using good business practices, believing that you have a good service or product that provides value, and most of all, being yourself. If you do this, you will succeed in sales. Any fundraiser or salesman will tell you that sales is a numbers game. This is still true. And 15 years ago, you would have to contact 100 people to get 2 people to buy. And although numbers, you know, have changed, it's still a fact that the more people you contact, the better your chance is to get a sale. And also remember, it takes a person 5 to 7 times of contact via ads, telephone calls, in-person contacts before they buy anything. So perseverance and persistence. Sales is more about connecting than it is about competition. There is no competition and there is abundance for all. So don't worry about the competition. Does this mean you ignore the competition? No. You still have to research what they are doing, how they're doing it, not to one-up them, you know, not to get over on them, but to maintain marketing clout and stay up with the trends in your industry. And don't talk bad about your competition because it makes you look bad. The people who need to be with you will be there if you use good business practices and management skills. The importance is more about connecting with these people and putting your business best foot forward. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMackenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and we're talking a little bit about business and life and all these wonderful things that you can do to help promote yourself and your business. And, you know, here's the fun thing is you might hear this from me, and then, you know, 5 years from now, you might need to understand something that I'm saying now, and it will filter in. You'll be able to say, oh, I remember something about that. Let me go look this up. So, you know, there's no mistakes, right? So we're going to do this, putting your business's best foot forward. Well, how do you do that? Well, there's a couple of methods to do that, and they're called marketing, advertising, and branding. And they're all very important. Now, these days, the young people that are doing business are mixing all these things together. They're calling branding advertising. They're calling marketing advertising because they're thinking advertising is a bad word, but now they're going back to advertising. But no matter what, there is three distinct messages here. Marketing, advertising, and branding. Three separate things. So the first one is marketing and promotion. Now, if people don't know about your product or service, how can they buy or use it? This is where marketing, advertising, and branding comes in. Now, in sales, you can expect that between 10 to 25% of your customers will go away every year. By constantly marketing your business, you consistently add new customers to replace this normal yearly 25% drop-off, right? So a little planning goes a long way here because you need to promote your business on the web through advertising in print, radio, and TV, and with publicity, which may include appearances on televisions and radio stations. And also the number one advertising method today, which people are not talking about, is OTT, and that's outdoor advertising. That means, you know, those little plaques on your benches that you're passing by or on buses or trains? Or on cars that are passing by, okay? That's the number one that is pulling. Number two, believe it or not, is radio. And number three is television. So those are the three things. Print advertising is still working. Digital advertising is not working so much. People have spent so much money on digital advertising with little or no results. Sorry, guys, but it's not working, okay? So, you know, if you, word of mouth works all of the time. Now, on the web, you have a website. That's the number one thing. And then you send emails, you do cross promotions, you join social networks like X or Facebook or Instagram is the new one. TikTok is the new one. But each one of these has an age group. So, you know, if you want to reach older people, you go to Facebook. If you want to reach people, you have an employment product, you go to LinkedIn. If you want to hit the younger kids, you go to TikTok, okay? So each of these has an age group, so you have to be age-appropriate in your advertising because advertising dollars, everybody wants them, and you want to make sure that you're getting the most benefit from them. You can do exchange links or banners. You can do a blog. You can do a newsletter. You can send out press releases. That will get you in the newspapers, right? Or, you know, give an interview or a teleclass, be a guest, and also do internet advertising. You do have to do that, but and be very specific and specialized in that. Then you have to do print media. Now, that means doesn't mean just buying an ad in a newspaper, although sometimes that still works, right? But you make and distribute a flyer. You write an article or a feature story. You design great business cards. That's all print media, right? You send out postcards or give out postcards. You contact your local newspaper, journalists, and magazine writers to see if they want to do an article about you, you know. Then there's in-person. Best part, do lectures, seminars, talks, expos. The more that you do, the more that you get known, right? And then regular advertising, okay? You have to pay for advertising. All this free stuff that you think you're getting is free. You get nothing back from it. You want to be on the radio and you have a guest interview, that's one time that they hear you. If you take an advertising campaign, it could be 15, 20, 30 times a week that they hear you. Who do you think, what is going to pull more for you, right? You have to think about this. So to have a successful business, 10% of your total monthly net profit should be placed into advertising, such as classified ads, direct mail and telemarketing campaigns, specialty advertising, such as bookmarks or cups or hats with your company logo. And, of course, my favorite is radio advertising, right? Because there's no better branding media than radio. And radio is like really the people trust radio more than TV. They just do. Because, you know, radio is an emotional buy. So the next thing that happens, it's branding. And I have to tell you why branding is important. All major successful companies are very particular and consistent with their brands. Why? Because this is how people recognize your business. The more that a company or an individual gets their product or service brand in front of a potential customer, the better their brand becomes known, and the result is that more people buy. So develop one logo and a simple, catchy tagline for your business, like HealthyLife.net, all positive talk radio. Make your tagline no more than 5 to 7 words. 5 is better. This logo, your company name, and your tagline is your brand. And after you have your brand, promote it on everything. Use it on print ads, business cards, banner ads, your website, and please have only one website. Too many websites serves no one. They tell you in the publishing industry, put your book name as a website. Then your book gets known, not you. And if they come to your website, they can buy 5 of my books, not just one. And then look at all the money that the websites are making on this. Keep it one. If you have a book, buy the website name of your book title, but just use it as a link to a page that you develop on your main website, right? So you can just direct it to that page on your website. So A, you get the traffic, you look good, that's where it's at, right? Okay. The very last thing, walking your talk. Okay, close your eyes for a moment. Now I want you to imagine a world of trustworthy people saying what they mean, doing what they say, honest people who energetically support each other on a spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, and even financial level. Sincere people, not concerned with their egos, material possessions, or power, but who are proudly being who they are with respect for themselves and all things. Wow, what a world that will be. Now open your eyes. We can have that world if you walk your talk. You want to change your life or your business, then do what you say you are going to do and follow up with a positive action, which includes putting your money where your mouth is. If you believe in organic food, then shop at a farmer's market where your money is putting food on the table instead of buying at big chain stores where people are getting minimum wage, but from your local community stores where you then put your money where your mouth is because you're walking your talk. You support your community. Now, how do you expect to energetically reap the return? Remember, there is always enough. You may not get what you want, but you'll always get what you need. We have to help each other, and right here, this is where it starts. And then you extend it to community, your state, your nation, and the world. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and now it's time for Herb of the Week. Herbs are natural medicine that need to be treated with knowledge and respect. And guess what? Today we're going to do a prehistoric botanical relic. Do you know what it is? It's called horsetail, right? It's a close relative of trees that grew on Earth 270 million years ago. And it is really the source of our modern coal seams in the Earth. Its brittle jointed stems are rich in healing silica. And since the time of ancient Greeks, horsetail has been used for wounds, and it's now considered an invasive weed, right? How little we know, right? So the aerial parts of horsetail is very astringent, and they have the healing stems check bleeding and wounds. It stops nosebleeds and even heavy menstruation. It's a very strong diuretic for urinary tract and prostate disorders, and it also tonifies the urinary mucous membranes and controls bedwetting and helps with skin problems. The other main use is for deep-seated damage in lung disease. Horsetail is great. The aerial parts in China are mainly used for cool fevers and is a remedy for eye inflammation such as conjunctivitis and corneal disorders. There are a couple of cautions. You want to seek professional guidance if there is blood in the urine or if sudden changes in menstrual flow leads to heavy bleeding if you take horsetail. Though there's no adverse effects that have been reported, horsetail is banned in Canada except in products where thiamine like compounds are present in the herbs have been removed. Now, you can use, it's also, horsetail is very rich in silica, so it's very good for nails and hair, especially good hair growth. You can use decoction for skin conditions like acne and eczema. You simmer the aerial parts of the plant and the stems for at least 3 hours and extract the main, that takes out everything in it, and then you can just put it, you know, on your skin or whatever, or you can take it, you know, you can drink it, and it's good for stomach ulcers and urinary tract infections and prostate and lung disorders. You can make a poultice. You make the powder into a paste and use it on leg ulcers, wounds, sores, and other things. You can use it as a mouthwash or gargle. And for gum infections and throat inflammations, you can use horsetail. Is its best form. It's if you take you make it into a juice, And for nosebleeds, you just dip a cotton wool swab in a little of the juice and insert it in the nostril. It stops the nosebleed. And it's also prescribed for long-standing lung damage. And then you can take capsules. And taking powdered horsetail in capsules can be more convenient than juices or decoctions, except, of course, for nosebleeds. You don't want to put a capsule up your nose. That's not going to kind of work. So anyway, that is our herb of the week, horsetail. And I use horsetail whenever I need to strengthen my hair or I want my nails to grow a little bit better. That's what I use. Okay, now let's get to our gemstone of the week. And gemstones have energies, and by carrying or wearing a stone, we may be able to amplify our own energy to help us get what we desire. And it supports you. Crystals support you. I have crystals all over the place here. So today we're going to talk about chrysocolla. The colors range from blue to green and are sometimes even brown to black. And this mineral really revitalizes and calms the heart, especially the heart chakra. It can ease emotional heartache and can give you renewed strength and balance. And it also increases your capacity to love. When you put it at the throat chakra, it gives strength and balance to expression and communication. And it also helps you stop from, you know, making sure that you're talking and helping all concerned in the right way. So it's kind of nice to do that. And it also provides for grounding as well as stabilizing and balancing energies. Chrysocolla can help you become attuned to the earth and can provide a direction to assist you in getting into atmospheres so that you can move easily with that. It can also assist in communication with spiritual forces of the earth and can help you understand what is required so that the earth can heal itself. Very nice, right? It can produce great inner strength, chrysocolla, helping to sustain you during stressful or long-enduring situations. It promotes and enhances physical vitality. It promotes harmony and helps you to release distress from negative emotions, especially like remorse, right? It also furthers your understanding of others, and it's also purifies the home and the environment. Chrysocolla is a wonderful thing. It does a lot of things. And it can work to eliminate negativity from within a person. So if you know somebody that's really negative, give them a ring or a necklace, you know, or a pin or something with chrysocolla. Make them wear it every day. We don't need any negativity, right? It also helps you stabilize your home and rebuild relationships. There's different kinds of chrysocolla can do different kinds of things. And in healing, chrysocolla can help you attune to the perfection of the universe. It provides for insight into what's necessary for your physical body, your intellect, your emotions, so that you can realign yourself towards a perfect state of health. It can help regenerate the pancreas, assists in the regulation of insulin, and balances blood sugar. So if you have diabetes, chrysocolla is a great ring to wear, right? Okay? It's been used in the treatment of blood disorders like leukemia, cellular inadequacies. It's been used to stop disorderly conditions of the lungs like tuberculosis and asthma, emphysema. It's produced excellent results in the reoxygenation of your whole cellular structure. In fact, it seems to furnish greater lung capacity and to instill increased breathing capabilities. And also, it's been used in the treatment of muscle cramps and spasms. And that's a little bit about chrysocolla, our gemstone of the week. Yeah. I want you to visit my website. I have the new predictions up, and there's lots of fun things and places. I'm out and about a lot these days. I'm going to be going up to Santa Cruz again, doing private readings, as well as maybe doing another lecture at Soul Search. We don't know yet. But, you know, look on my website, lyndamckenzie.net, and you can find out what I'm doing and all sorts of things. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway.
Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. Always you were. It's time, the party's over, okay? It's time to call it a day. But guess what? You can come back next week and I'll be right here for you. Again, you can visit my website at lindamckenzie.net, and there you can find out all sorts of things for me, and send me an email at linda@lindamckenzie.net. I've enjoyed this hour with you. And so I'm wishing you a week of simplicity, gratitude, and responsibility. Bye.